Welcome to the Edinburgh Side Review. My name is Neil Caldwell. I have with me James Cocker, a.k.a. IT.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good.
This has been a while.
It has. We're back, yeah. Briefly.
We're back after ending.
Well, we said never say never. So.
Yeah, we left an opening to come back from the dead at the end of our last podcast.
We did.
For those that hung on after the theme tune finished.
And we're partly back because I'm moving house, so we figured we'd do one last podcast in our original location.
Yeah. So let's just go back and do what we always did.
Okay, let's get stuck in, shall we?
What's in your fridge, IT?
In our
this
fridge.
Week,
in
our fridge. This year.
In my fridge this year, we have got a At The Hop number 3 cider from Oliver's, which I think is the first hopped cider that we will be trying.
Been looking forward to a hopped cider.
We have got a strong premium apple cider from Orchards of, how do you pronounce that? Hustwaite. From there.
North Yorkshire. So my friend gave me this one today, actually.
8%. Wow. We've got Lawrence's cider. This is their medium variety. And we've also got a fine dry vintage cider from Robinson's of Tenbury. So, four very different looking ciders, actually.
Yeah, from all over the, from all different places in, well, no. Two Herefordshire, one Somerset, and one North Yorkshire.
Right, so where are we starting? I think the hopped one is, it says bittersweet.
That says, this one says medium one, this is the Lawrence's cider.
I'm presuming
this one says strong premium, I think this will be sweet.
Oh, I was thinking dry. This is dry.
Okay, I think we should go with the strong premium North Yorkshire cider that we think will be not so sweet. Now, it's got one of those, you describe it as the whiskey-style cap on it that I'm trying to negotiate my way into.
Do you want a ham with that?
Yeah, pause the podcast. No, we're fine.
He's in. So this is a full, 700 milliliter bottle?
It's a 750 milliliter bottle, but it looks, it's the same shape as a normal bottle of cider.
Mm. It is your typical.
And that's just a screw cap. I was wrong.
Oh, yeah. We're both wrong.
Yeah, so my friend Evangelia, Greek friend, was in York and she was at a farmer's market and she picked this up for us to try in the show. She wanted to actually be a special guest on the show, but I told her we don't have guests unless they know about cider.
Yeah, and we've only got two mics, so
we do.
That's our excuse. So, it's very cloudy. I'm not sure about the smell.
It tastes really good.
Well, here goes.
It doesn't smell good, but it tastes nice.
Mm.
That's really nice.
So it's basically... Right,
it's completely still.
It's very still. I noticed there wasn't a fizz as we opened it.
It's like a very good...
That's very drinkable for 8%.
I know.
That's very drinkable.
This can get seriously dangerous. This is very, very nice cider. And it's... So I think she picked up two. She picked up this strong premium one that we're drinking now. And an extra dry one as well.
Extra dry.
Yes. So wow. We chose the strong premium one for the show.
Okay.
But I was reading about this. So apparently the place in North Yorkshire where they make this, little microclimate apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they get strong fruit growth in this microclimate. And maybe hence the flavour inside, which is quite unique.
Hmm.
Or very different, as you would say.
I like this. It's clearly a bottle. They've just printed out their own label and stuck it on. But it's, yeah.
Doesn't smell nice, but tastes really nice. Which is something we've seen before.
Oh, I forgot. We need to rate these things. I'm completely out of
practice. Yeah, so we're doing it, yeah. Although, have you actually updated the league table from the last show?
You know, it's been on my to-do list for 9 months, update side of league table. I haven't done it yet. Anyway, this is a... I think it's quite different in a lot of ways, this cider, because it's... For a cloudy, still cider, it doesn't taste like I'd expect. It tastes... It tastes better than I expect in some ways.
No, it's nice. I'm going to give it a 7.5. I think the half is just because it's genuinely unique.
Mm.
You're not talking, which isn't good for an audio show.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to go for 7.5 as well, actually. I was going to go 7, but actually there's something at the end. It's got a pleasing finish to it.
So we're in agreement. 7.5. Very good. Right. Next up, will we go medium? That probably was medium. Or maybe.
Well, no, this one's dry, so we should go dry.
Oh, yeah, we should start dry.
Are you getting confused again? How many times have we done?
Yeah, every time. Okay, so we're now going the Robinsons of Tenbury. A fine dry vintage cider from Little Hereford.
So I picked this up in Ludlow, in the Three Counties cider shop there, when I was on the trip. Careful, it's going to overflow. That was the first time you ever saved it. Well done.
I was determining whether it needed a fast action.
It did. Well, fortunately, you've saved our new coffee table, so...
Yes.
It's a nice colour.
It is. So this fizzy cider. Carbonated, we should say.
Clear, but a nice amber colour.
Yeah, it looks like it should be good. But what did it say? Does it say fine dry or extra dry?
Fine dry, vintage cider. So bear in mind, we've just come from a sweet, so you might want... Well, not sweet, but I doubt it's going to be... It's probably going to be drier than the one we just had.
It is dry. It's nice, though. Yeah, I guess it doesn't start off too dry, but it's just gradually, gradually more drier and drier and drier.
Not much of an aftertaste, I'm good.
No.
It kind of disappears quite quickly. It's good, but...
It's almost like the dryness is sort of taking the flavour away right at the end. Which I don't dislike, but I'm not sure I particularly like.
Second, so I'm getting a bit more, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good dry, fizzy cider.
Yeah, if you're into dry, fizzy cider, you'll probably like this. I'm not so sure.
I don't know.
It's definitely a good cider, but I just don't know if it's my thing.
I know. I think for a dry cider, I think it is a touch too dry for my taste. Or alternatively, if it was for ciders this dry, I'd like something a bit more going on with them.
Yeah, but it kind of has a little bit of things going on, but it's hard to place them.
Yeah.
We'll keep trying. This is one of these ones we'll keep trying, and then we'll totally change our mind by the time we've finished.
I mean, very different from that first cider. It's not quite as drinkable. So this one's 6%.
It's growing on me. I like the start of it. There's something kind of tangy at the start, and then it kind of... fades away, but then every time I'm drinking it now, I'm getting a different taste. No, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to give that a 6.
Okay.
Which is probably fair.
Okay.
I'm probably grading it higher than I like, but that's because I appreciate that it's a good cider. I can taste the things that some other people would like about it.
Okay. And do you think people that like dry cider would rate it higher?
Possibly.
Okay.
But I'm trying to balance things out in our flawed grading system, blah, 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 that we all know about. So on that basis, a 6.
A 6. Right. I'm giving it a 6.5.
Why? You don't particularly like it.
No, I do like it. Maybe I've given the wrong impression. I do like it, but I don't... 6 is quite... No, I'm not going down to 6.
You're not going down to
6? No, definitely 6.5.
Okay, so not a bad mark, not a bad mark, not a particularly great mark, but not a bad one. So what's next? Should we go Lawrence's cider, which is medium?
Yes.
And then you're saying that the hopped bittersweet will be sweet?
Well, it'll be bittersweet. And that's all I've got to go on.
Okay. So the one we're opening now, Lawrence's cider from Corton Denham, which is a place in Somerset. And where did you get this cider?
I was just trying to think.
Is this one of these ones you've had for like a year?
No, I got this from one of the sites. I think this came... Oh, I'm going to get it wrong. It came in one of the... no, not too much this time. Yeah, that'll do. This one, I believe I got in a... I've had two cider boxes. One from Crafty Nectar and one from Orchard Box, is it?
And these are different kind of... production companies that we talked about.
These are the ones that will send you a box of random cider on a regular basis if you wish. And I should really know which one. Did I put a scribble? I've forgot a note on the bottom. It says CN. That means it's from Crafty Nectar.
All right. Did we talk about Crafty Nectar in the previous show? Eight and a half months
ago. It has been mentioned. I think Crafty Nectar has, yes. So, what's this one like? It's Very orange. Interesting notes.
Oft. That's... I don't like that.
Still, quite dry, actually. I'm getting,
it's dry, but in a weird way.
Very tanning-y.
Yeah. Sometimes you have a cider and you're like, how can you call that medium? Or how can you call that sweet? I just don't like it.
Yeah, it's. I think that one is literally full of tannins. You can feel like it, that. This is for, even and for a medium. Like I've got a dry one of these.
Have you? good luck with that. See, I know this is me getting back to using language when we knew absolutely nothing about cider, as opposed to little about cider. But that genuinely tastes like it's off. Doesn't it? I know I used that about like one cider, an actual reasonable cider on our very first show. But that does taste like it's off.
I can see why you're saying that, but I don't believe that's why it tastes. I think it's one that unsurprisingly sucks out all the moisture from your mouth when you drink it.
But so did the dry one before, and we appreciated that. Do you see what I mean? We knew that dry cider wasn't necessarily our favourite thing or whatever, but
I think
still appreciate it.
I think this one's drier.
I think it's possibly drier, but it's possibly just worse.
The interesting thing about it, for what is clearly a real, if not, well, at the very least, proper cider, on the back of the bottle in big letters it says, can be served over ice.
Yeah. But I'm not inclined to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Which is an interesting...
They've invented some kind of weird version of cider that is actually a good cider, but you do serve it over ice.
Well, maybe they're acknowledging that this isn't for everyone, and so they're saying that you can put it over ice to kind of numb down that...
numb down the shit flavour. No,
it's just because it's not for you, Neil.
No, sometimes we have to be blunt. Sometimes we have to be blunt.
It's different, to use our favourite word.
I'll try a bit more to see if maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm being wrong, or maybe it's just because we've gone drier again or something, like because we started the wrong way round again. Or
I think some people will like this a lot, just not us.
Do you know, actually, it's grown on me a little bit, to the point where I don't think it's vile anymore.
Okay.
Do you know, one of the things... I'm actually starting to appreciate it. I think it's... Do you know, it probably is just because, like, you might be totally right. Even though this one's called medium, it's drier than the one that said that's called itself dry.
Yeah.
And because this one's still and dry,
right,
it almost magnifies it a bit more.
Yeah, yeah, it does actually, yeah.
So, I'm pouring a third drop in because I'm now...
Is it a grower?
Yeah, it's definitely a grower in the sense that I hated it at the start and I'm not hating it now.
I think it was quite a contrast jumping from that one, that previous fizzy one, straight to this.
I still don't like it. There's still...
This could be an interesting rating, folks.
No, I'm not. I was going to go very, very harsh, but I'm now changing my mind. And I'm going to give that a 2. No, I'm not. I'll give it a 4.5.
That's harsh. That's very harsh. That's the kind of stuff that should be either verging on the undrinkable or not.
All right, you've persuaded me. I'll give it 5. I'll give it 5.
I'm giving it 6.
Okay, fair enough. 5.5 is not an unfair grade overall. Okay, so are we going quicker than usual? Or?
And I don't think so. I thought we were going slower than usual.
Are we actually?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Right, on to the Oliver's Hopped Cider.
Now, we heard about Hopped Cider a long time ago. I think some YouTube clip of Peter from Thistley Cross talking about some beer and cider maker.
Yeah, with what was the guy called? The cider guy, Big Al or something?
Something like that. And they were talking about hops and beer, and then hops and cider. And I've never heard of this before. I've never seen anything about hop cider before, or since. So I was really excited when you mentioned this. And I'm kind of... I'm hoping that this will be really, really nice.
It's
Oliver's, which is a cider maker that we're fans of, as well.
Smell it first. Oh, it smells floral.
Oh, it does.
And it's a nice golden colour. Looks a wee bit fizzy. Oh. Oh. That's different.
It is.
It's, it's almost fruity in some way.
It works. It works. Mm. I don't think it's quite, it doesn't work as well as hops does in beer. Or the kind of, like, if you think of Tennent's Lager, hops makes that quite nice sometimes. I know a lot of people that are big fans of beer will be laughing their heads off when I say that. But but hops makes Tennent's drinkable at least, right? Whereas...
I'll tell you one thing, they've got the bittersweet right there. It's definitely bittersweet.
It's kind of got three parts. The start, I don't like. The middle bit, I really like. The finish, I'm not a fan of. Do you see what I mean?
You almost pull with the bittersweetness. I'm almost pulling a face with it, but I'm kind of liking it.
I like it, and I don't like it, but I'm interested by it. Mm. So on that basis, I'll give it a 6.5.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Because it's worth trying. You should. It's probably one that's hard to compare with other drinks. For me, it's nowhere near as drinkable as that first one we had. But I like it. I'm not saying that that's a negative thing. So, infused with Cascade hops.
But it's good. And I would recommend any cider aficionados who've not had hopped cider to definitely try it. Because it does add a different dimension to it. And it's not like adding a random fruit to cider to turn it into a different drink. It is just enhancing and twisting the flavour a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
It's been an unusual batch of cider we've had.
I think it's been quite a good...
ups and downs.
It could fall very different for ciders.
Yes. So, is it time for cider news?
Yes, cider news. Now, I believe I handed over the cider news baton to yourself this year.
Yes, you did. Now, I've picked some... I've Googled cider, so you don't have to.
Right.
This is my new strap line for it. So I Googled cider, and I chose from the top four pages...
Top four?
Yeah.
I used to go through the top 50.
Did you? Yeah, but you see, I think...
Especially as you haven't done a show in 8 months.
Yeah, so, but it's got to be news, IT. It's got to be current. Current affairs,
okay, then,
news, right?
What we got?
So my first point of interest was about the growth of cider in Australia.
Mm.
Well, it was an article just about the growth of cider in Australia. And it was specifically saying that one of the reasons, there's a bit of research that's been done, and one of the reasons why they think cider's growing is not just because cider's growing generally all over the world, but because of the health implications. So people, particularly gluten-free. So cider obviously is a gluten-free drink, or at least if it's done properly, it should be. So that's one of the reasons, as people are becoming more conscious about what they're eating and drinking, cider can benefit from that as well. And it's something I noticed as well, because one of the many things that's happened in the period of time between our last podcast is that I went gluten-free for a spell, I won't go into all the health reasons for it, but I tried it out. So I was drinking cider all the time as well, instead of beer and cider, which I usually drink.
Mm-hmm.
So I wondered what your comments on that was.
So that's it, really, that Australia has started having a rise in cider, but mainly because it's...
Well, I was using the article to lead into a point of discussion, IT, as all good news items should do.
Well, I don't know. I don't know much about gluten-free, because I've never...
But I'll tell you something, though, right? See, when I did...
So I'll give my point and you interrupt.
Yeah, but it wasn't a very good point. But when I was drinking only cider, I actually found it a little bit difficult, because it hammered home the point that on certain pubs where you want to watch the football, for instance... they've only got a shit cider on tap.
Mm.
So I was having to drink Strongbow. And there's only so many pints of Strongbow you can drink. To be honest, there's only...
What? None?
Well, exactly. But if it's that or Recorder Leg, I mean, what would you choose?
Coke.
Tricky question, is my point.
Vodka Coke.
So anyway, that was just an opening article, right? Now, I've got a slightly more serious article.
Oh.
And this is recently, and this is bad news.
It, wait, hold on, before you start, it's not one of the ones, because I remember when I used to do research for Cider News, and used to look up cider, and yeah, you used to get all the news articles about cider,
yeah,
but then you'd have all the news articles about people that had killed people after they'd drunk like a ton of White Lightning and stuff.
No, I wasn't bad enough to just hammer the top 10 things in Google.
Okay,
do a modicum of research. Right?
Right.
Not as good as you would do at IT, but I've done my best, okay. Right?
Go on.
So, 40 jobs have sadly been lost at the Shipton Mallet Cider Mill, which has been described as the end of an era. Now, that was the headline. But this is the company which makes Blackthorn, Old English, Addlestons, and Natch. Natch, I've never heard of.
No,
I've
never heard of that.
But what's happening is they're going to the Clonmel site. Now, you'll be familiar with the town of Clonmel in Ireland.
I am.
So it's all going to Ireland. So all these ciders are going to be made in Ireland from now on.
Do you know what? Stuart at Growler Beers was telling me that Weston's is shutting down and going to Ireland. So either that's a coincidence or he was mistaken and was actually thinking of Sheppey's.
It's Shipton Mallet. It's not Sheppey's.
Oh, sorry. It's not Sheppey's. Shipton Mallet.
Because so this is, I think this is a mill. So they produce Blackthorn, Old English, Addlestons, yeah, and Natch. So they also produce a range of quality from not very good to reasonable to maybe Natch's.
That does make more sense, but I'll check that because he definitely said it was Weston's.
So, well, maybe there's a lot of cider going to Ireland.
Mm.
So that's a reasonable article. Well, it's not good news. 40 jobs have been lost, but it's not a huge number, to be honest. but cider's going from its heartlands to Ireland.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a
sad news. In other news, in better news, Well, you might think of this different news, maybe.
Okay.
Right. Sheppey's, who we've had many of their ciders before, mm-hmm, and we're fans of Sheppey's.
Yeah. See, I wasn't, just on the Sheppey's point. Sheppey's was one that I was always, I felt it was a bit too, I think a lot of them were quite bittersweet in a way. Not even bittersweet, just quite bitter. There was something about them I wasn't a fan of. But recently I've had a couple of the ones from Marks & Spencer, their vintage one. And actually, yeah, I like them a lot.
Well, it's a while since I've had Sheppey's, but I remember the very first one I had was in episode one. The very first Sheppey's I had, and I didn't like it.
Right.
But then that's because we knew nothing about cider, we couldn't appreciate it at all. And then as we started to appreciate cider complete in any way, I realised I quite like them.
Yeah.
But anyway, they've launched an elderflower cider.
Okay.
Now, I wonder what your thoughts were on this, because elderflower is one of these flavours that's maybe bordering into the realms of not a cider, or is it okay as an additive flavour?
No, it's not okay, but I can see why they're doing it, for sure. I mean, fruit cider's booming. So adding elderflower is probably the most, well, the least worst way of going about it, rather than just jumping straight in there at something like your strawberry and lime.
Yeah, it's better than that. Mm. But for instance, the Thistley Cross elderflower one, very sweet. Very, very sweet. Like almost undrinkably sweet, I would say now. Also, is the strawberry one.
It's like strawberry juice. But
yeah.
Yeah.
But interestingly, actually, in their promotional article for it, they're talking about the fact that it's gluten-free. Like, they're big up in this. This is going to be another dimension for cider growth over the next few years.
Yeah, yeah.
So that concludes my cider news.
Okay.
I thought I was expecting criticism there. I'm sure you've done a bit of top-up news as well.
Yeah. No, I haven't done top-up news, but I do have something to add. Okay. Not bad. I was expecting more since we've been offline for 9 months. But
yeah, but I wasn't going to troll through 9 months of history.
Didn't even quote your sources. Anyway. No.
There'll be a big bibliography at the end of the podcast.
We'll put it in the show notes. That's what they say, isn't it? We don't do show notes.
All right.
No, just one thing I wanted to add. It came up on Twitter the other week. Orchard Box tweeted it. It's quite a visual thing because I've got the photo here. But if you look on our Twitter account, you'll find it. But Copperberg have branched out. I'm sure you saw this. And Copperberg have branched out to
fruit lager.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
So we got a photo here of premium fruit lager by Copperberg, lemon and lime flavour.
So is it literally lager that's flavoured with lemon and lime?
Yeah, 5%. So, yeah, best of luck with that.
I don't even know where to start with that.
We can just move on.
Yeah, let's just move it. Yeah, move on. Should we talk about We haven't reviewed a pub for years, but we did go to recently the Jolly Judge Cider Festival.
We did, the Spring Cider Festival.
And we, it was really good. Really enjoyed it.
It was good. We only managed to get there on one night, the first night, but they had a really good selection on the first night. I think we worked our way through about...
Eight or nine.
Eight, yeah.
Half pints.
Aye. Aye.
But even then, still quite quite merry by the end of the evening.
And Mark from Deciderate.
Now, oh, yeah, the Danish boy was there.
I'm not pronouncing that right. And he did record how it's pronounced. Can you remember how it's meant to be pronounced?
His kind of organisation.
It's spelled Deciderate.
I can't remember.
Deciderate, something like that.
Anyway,
Mark is part of a small craft cider brewery in Denmark.
Yeah.
He's over here in Edinburgh. So it was quite interesting to chat with him. He's trying to get proper cider started in
Denmark, yeah. Which was interesting because we know obviously of the Swedish fake cider. Not heard of any Danish cider at all, fake or real. So it was interesting having... And to add to that, he was over studying the SNP in Edinburgh and was a massive cider fan.
Yeah.
But proper cider... And
let's not get started on the SNP. This is a non-political podcast.
No, I wasn't.
Podcast.
I was just talking. But I wasn't going. I was just saying it was quite a sort of strange combination to meet in a. But he'd got in contact with you before we met.
Yeah. We didn't just bump into.
We didn't just randomly bump
we didn't
into.
We did organise to meet there. But no, it was a good section. So, what was your favourite? What was your?
I cannot remember.
You can't remember. Well, I believe your favourite was the Thistle Cross Rum Cask. That was one of the last ones we had.
Yes,
which was very clear, pretty sweet, but really, it was quite.
Yeah, it was
gentle.
Good. And so I can't even remember if it was like 100% definition of real or not.
Well, no one really knew. It was literally just a cardboard box with rum cask cider scribbled on it in a marker pen.
Yeah.
So it tasted good actually. It was good stuff. And we had that because my favourite was the Hallett's PX Sherry Cask.
The sherry cask,
which we had at the same time as the rum cask.
I think there's one theme that we've noticed in this podcast is it's about the flavours you can add to cider to make it interesting, but still make it real or still make it appropriate.
Potentially, do you know which cider out of them all won the whole festival?
I'm guessing you would only have brought it up if it was yours. Is it the sherry cask Hallett's?
No, I would have brought it up either way. But yes,
the
Hallett's PX sherry cask was actually voted the best cider of the festival by everyone. The Thistle Cross rum cask and the Hex cider were close behind, apparently.
Right, but I tell you, it does highlight, well, like I was saying about the flavours, but also the fact that the Thistle Cross rum cask, whether it's real or not, didn't actually matter to me because of all the Thistle Cross range, I still like the whiskey cask a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that rum cask. I do like their real cider as well, which name has temporarily escaped me.
Jaggy Thistle.
I'm not so keen on all the other ones with like elderflower or strawberry or ginger.
No, I don't.
Not so keen on that at all. And they're far too sweet. And even their traditional cider, which isn't real, is too sweet as well for me now, to be honest. But their whiskey cask, the rum cask, and the Jaggy Thistle, I'm big fans of.
Okay. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the rum cask. I think it was the kind of limited edition, the rum cask, so whether we'll see any more of it, I don't know. But I mean, I looked through our notes, and there's nothing really else of interest that I noted about cider pubs in Edinburgh, other than... Orchard Pig seems to be on a wee bit of the rise.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot.
It's become available in quite a few more places.
Was there not one that I gave you? The Guildford Arms always has rotating ciders, but
yeah, Guildford Arms has got often puts on a guest one. They don't always have something good on, but they in fact they've just started selling the Chaplin and Corks in bottles, which I've never seen in Tesco's before.
All right. Well, is it? I mean, it's still Cider Festival time of the year now, isn't it?
So yes.
In fact, the Jolly Judge Cider Festival was a spring
that one. That was the spring one, yeah.
Which was in April. So it was about a month ago.
Yeah.
So we'll hopefully visit a few more cider festivals in the coming months.
We will indeed.
Is it time for...
Oh, hold on. I've just realised we do have another feature here, don't we?
Let's branch out.
I was going to move on to correspondence.
Well, so the problem is, not only is it a long time since we've done a show, it's a long time since we've done a show in the original format. Even longer. Well, it's actually over a year since we've done a show in the original format, you see?
No, I think all our shows have basically been in our standard format.
No, it wasn't. The show that was our final show, which was the previous one.
Well, that was a bit of everything.
Yeah.
Anyway,
let's branch out, IT.
Right, we've got a Let's Branch Out, which, for our new listeners, has a bit of a vague definition, which I think it doesn't really count. But it was a feature where we try a drink that was apparently not cider or beer or wine, but that cider drinkers might like.
Yep.
We haven't done... Well, I think we did do one in our show. Anyway, what I've got my hands on here... Now, we've sort of potentially done something very similar to this in the show before.
Uh-huh.
But what we have here is Saison cider with blackcurrants, which is Tempest's beer,
uh-huh,
and Thistle Cross's cider.
Right.
So basically, Snakebite. Now, episode 10...
Yeah, we did that. We did that exact thing.
No, we didn't. Episode 10, we did the Snakebite that was created by Thistle Cross.
Yeah.
Now, this is Tempest's take on it. So Tempest have created this and have used Thistle Cross's cider. So it's the other way around.
Yeah, but surely it's the same. It's the same ingredients.
It's the other way around.
I mean, if you put eggs, flour, in the different order in the cake mixer, you're still end up with
different beer and different cider. But
right, I'll try it.
So, I mean, to be honest, it's been so long since we actually had their.
Wow. I realised I'm swearing more in this podcast.
That's quite, don't mind. I'll mark it as explicit. It's quite red. So I'm not sure whether this is just going to have a bit more of a beer kick to it rather than the cider kick or what, but I can definitely see bits of the raspberries floating around. I mean, blackcurrants.
It's kind of nice. Kind of nice, but as expected.
So you know what? That, as someone that doesn't drink beer, this definitely, from what I remember at least, is a bit more on the beer side than the cider side, which would make sense.
Yeah, well, given that they're a beer maker, a brewery. Yeah, it does taste a lot more like beer. But I think maybe I've just come from, I had a bit more of that, the sweeter cider that we had earlier, the strong premium from Hearthsweet.
Oh, yeah, it's quite drinkable. That.
So going from that to this beer is maybe, yeah, you're right, it does taste more like a beer. In fact, do you know what, it reminds me of, there was one we did for Branch Out years ago, which was a fruit-flavoured beer. And I think it was the last one we did because we realised that feature had run its course.
We did a few fruit-flavoured beers. Which one was it?
No, it was one of those Melville's, it's called, I think.
Oh, yeah, vaguely.
Raspberry-flavoured beer. And it was quite strong raspberry, vaguely. But it was...
I remember the banana beer and the coconut
beer we did, which
were quite good for a non-beer drinker.
I tell you, though, there's not much blackcurrant in it. I was expecting more blackcurrant.
It's not as sweet as it could be. I mean, the ingredients have beer at the start, so that usually means that it has got more beer. Although, percentage-wise, what do you think it is?
6.
7.4.
That doesn't necessarily mean anything.
No, I'd expect it to be weaker, though. Especially being a beer.
Yeah, but you get...
Yeah, I know you do, but you wouldn't normally...
Like, the stronger the beer, the better the beer.
For something like this, where you're adding in your blackcurrants, I wasn't expecting it to be that.
Yeah, but like we say, it doesn't look like there's much blackcurrants in it. I'm not sure... I mean, if we go back to the original premise of this feature, a drink which is neither a beer, nor a wine, nor a spirit, nor a cider, but which cider drinkers might enjoy.
Mm.
Not sure
no.
An exclusive cider drinker would appreciate it. I
don't think they would.
But I'm not excited by it either.
I think it's definitely too beery. You're probably tasting completely different to me because you drink beer. But I think it is too beery for my liking. It's, interesting. Well, this was provided, actually, free of charge by Growler Beers. So
you got it for nothing.
I will thank them for that.
Is that our first ever free stuff we've had on the show?
No, we've had plenty of free stuff.
What free stuff have we had?
We had free stuff on episode 10. We've had free stuff from Growler Beers before.
Have we? You just didn't tell me about it.
We've had lots of stuff.
Ah, right. Yeah, not bad. Anyway, so should we move to correspondence?
We can move to correspondence. A couple of little things.
There must be lots of correspondence, given it was 8.5 months since our previous show.
Yeah, well, actually, I've had a few people, a few emails in. Generally, though, they're along the lines of, for example, here's one from Anne. Thank you for an interesting cider map. As a soon-to-be tourist in Edinburgh, I'm wondering if there are places that serve many different local-produced ciders.
What was your response?
When they come visiting Scotland and they want locally produced ciders. I basically said that you'll have seen Thistle Cross around the place.
There's two others in Scotland.
And other than that, you've got Walk Mills that you can pick up in the Hanging Bat and Appalachian Wines. And I basically told her to go to Jolly Judge because that was when the Cider Festival was on.
Yeah.
I didn't mention... what was the other one?
Kiernamore,
because I don't know anywhere where you can get that.
Well, you can get it in shops.
But which shops?
Well, I've got it in shops.
Yeah, but which shop?
I can't remember.
Exactly.
But you can.
So I've generally had a few queries like that. I did have this email from Nick, who says, I've just stumbled across your site, and I'm also a fan of cider.
Makes sense.
How are you marking your ciders? Is it just down to taste?
See, is this one of these guys, like, I don't mean to have a go at our random...
No, it's been a bit patronising there.
But, like, see if somebody comes across our website, and they're obviously into cider, and there's some connection with Edinburgh. If a random cider fan comes across our website in that way, you would think they would see that it's based around a podcast at first, but people just seem to skim over that fact. It's an audio podcast with a website. Now, you've created a lovely website. It's your fucking job, that's why. But
you are swearing a lot in this podcast.
Yeah, I didn't mean to, sorry. But my point is, surely, it's all self-explanatory. It's a podcast with a league table, and then we talk about league table in the podcast. And how else would you grade a cider if not on taste?
So,
am I getting angry again?
You are getting quite angry. Yeah. But Nick says that he only asks that, as we have said that Stoufford Press was not a real cider. Nick goes on to say, I think it is.
So he has listened to the show?
No, it's mentioned on the website. I give examples of not real cider on the website.
Oh, right, okay.
So Nick says, I think it is. When I went on a tour of Weston's, they explained that they made a stock cider, nothing from concentrate, and flavoured the cider to produce different brands. I think that real cider has to come from pressed apple juice with no concentrate. What do you think? Regards, fellow cider geek, Nick. Now,
what was your response?
My response was that if you like Stoufford Press, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But
do you know for a fact that Stoufford Press is not real?
Though? Yes. Camera explicitly saying it's not real.
Yeah, but we don't abide by their definition 100%.
No, for real, we do.
Okay, well, we're splitting hairs here. But how do we know that? So what's not real about Stoufford Press? I mean,
I went on to say that because Nick says it's not from concentrate. So I basically went on to say that there's more to it than just the concentrate side of things, whether it is or not from concentrate. And I sent him a link to the camera spec site to give him the list because there's all the stuff about kind of fake adding carbonation into it and things like that. Stoufford Press is definitely not real cider. I mean, you can look it up. It's quite that's crystal clear. But if you like it, great. I'm not saying there's anything, but it's not real cider. I'm afraid, Nick.
All right, that's you told Nick.
I've had a few others, but along those lines, really, just people asking about ciders in Edinburgh. But yeah, not much has really changed on that front. I think the cider map is generally still up to date of the best spots.
Yes, but if you do see anything that is specifically wrong or worthy of note, one of our highly recommended pubs, please do get in touch. But get in touch anyway at The Orchard at Edinburgh Cider Review.
No.
The Orchard at ciderview.com
is
our email address.
It is.
That is The Orchard at ciderview.com. You can tweet us at ciderview. Or you can write to us.
No, you can't.
You can't write to us. But we'll probably have the odd podcast in the future.
Yeah, we will.
I've got more time in my hands now. I'm single again, so I'll be badgering you to do a podcast more often than we have been.
I'm sure you will be.
So we will see you soon, listeners.
See you soon.
It's been nice to talk to you again.
It has.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Blah, 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 blah.